Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian of the Appleton Public Library, joins us for another Appleton Library show. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, did the white stuff on the ground put you in the holiday mood?
No, I'm supposed to go to a couple of things this week, and it puts me in the nervous Nelly mood, because if I don't have anywhere to go, then it's just beautiful. Gary said to me this morning, my husband, just remember when you were a child and how much you just loved snow. I'm like, I think those days have passed because you have too many responsibilities, you know? And everything. So, but it is beautiful. You know, it does just kind of clean up the whole landscape and all of that and everything. So, you know, it's just a part of Minnesota.
That's right.
Right?
The four seasons are great. All right. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Library, Cindy?
Well, this week, we have a few things going on. In fact, tonight we have our Gnome Planter with Wintergreens class for adults, so that's going to be kind of a fun thing. And then starting tomorrow, we have our Talking Turkey Take and Make, and that is at 3:30. So after school, you stop on down to the Appleton Library, and you can pick up a Take and Make for children and families to do together. And then Steve Sterrud will be here this Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for computer health, ABE, ESL, and more. So keep that in mind. Also next week, we will be closed for Thanksgiving Day on the 24th. And then on the 28th, we have our book club will meet, which is a Monday. And we're reading My Mother's Secret by J.L. Witterick. And then don't forget, the last Wednesday of the month, we've got Lego Club coming up. You know, it's all about Legos, being creative. So, yeah.
How long have you been doing Lego Club?
We've grown so much that we pretty much have to do Lego Club in the hallway here. And so they make all sorts of fun creations. Sometimes we offer challenges so that they can try and make certain things that we suggest. And sometimes we just kind of let them be creative and do what they want. So it's kind of a mix of things. It's a fun time. Kids just love it. They just love Legos. So
yeah, I think some adults do too, right?
I think so too.
Ever been to, they still got the Lego land at the Mall of America, I wonder?
I think they do. I just remember taking our son there when he was younger, but, you know, he's a lot older now. So.
Yep, so.
Anyway.
Any other activities at the library?
That's what we have going on for right now. We've got some things coming up in December. We're going to do a Saturday with Santa here, so that'll be kind of a fun thing. We've got a real live person that's Santa, and we'll have a backdrop and picture opportunity and all sorts of different things that we've got going on, so that's something to look forward to.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a couple, you know, we've got a bus trip coming up now in December, and of course the one downside of, well, I guess that's however you look at it, is legacy funds require us to have to first offer it to people who are from Swift County, Appleton, and then Swift County, and so we've filled up already, but we are still taking people on the wait list because you never know, because usually, you know, something pops up and we have cancellations, so right. Keep that in mind. And so, yeah, we've got a few things coming up in December for sure. Another kind of crafty thing that we're doing for adults in December, and then every Wednesday there's something going on here for kids, so... You know, Georgia will be back. In fact, she's going to be back this Wednesday to hand out the Take and Make. So make sure you tell your kids, Miss Georgia's going to be here.
Okay.
Anyway, and she's got a bunch of things planned for December, too. So every Wednesday, there'll be something going on here at the Appleton Public Library for kids.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Well, should we move into what people are reading?
Sure. Interesting things in nonfiction right now. I don't know, have you been hearing anything about the Matthew Perry book? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Everywhere I go, there's some mention of it, you know, in People, in this, in that, you know. And so he's written a book called Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. And so it's the actor known for playing Chandler Bing on Friends, shares stories from his childhood and his struggles with sobriety. So, yeah, that has been all over the place. And so if you're interested, I know we have it here at the Appleton Library. Also, it must be like music and theater week this week for nonfiction, because Bono has a new book out called Surrender. Bob Dylan has a new book out called The Philosophy of the Modern Song. And Quentin Tarantino has a book out called Cinema Speculation. I mean, all in one New York Times bestseller list.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was pretty entertaining.
Really,
actually.
It is, yes.
Yeah. And then if you are a Janet Ivanovich fan, there is a new book out called Going Rogue. It's the 29th book in the Stephanie Plum series. And James Patterson has got a new book out, and this is just by him, just James Patterson. It's called Triple Cross, and it's a Detective Alex Cross book. And so if you've been following that, that is something you might be interested in. And Robert Cray has a book out called Racing the Light. It's also the 19th book in the Elvis Cole and Joe Pike series. So lots of new things still popping up. And if you don't know what to read and you'd like a suggestion, stop on down. We love to make book suggestions for people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Can I ask you about how the new library is coming?
Oh, it's so exciting, Paul. I just get like shivers when you ask me those questions, because I was just there today. I popped in, and, you know, some of the walls are up because, of course, all the walls got knocked down, because this is taking place, of course, in what is considered the old 52 wing. And there was a plethora of classrooms, you know, there, and all those walls came down. And so it's a wide open space for lots of room for all of our books and all of our little people and everything. And then we do have little kind of niches for here and there. We'll have a multipurpose room, because we plan to have a maker space, and we've been, you know, kind of stockpiling a few things to offer in that maker space. So that can be kind of exciting. Also we'll have, you know, I get an office. That's kind of exciting for me.
Yeah.
And we'll have a small meeting room, plus, you know, access to the gymnasium and auditorium. All those different walls are up. I think they just had to finish putting a wall up in the bathroom.
Okay.
Anyway, and so I just was touring around there this morning and looking at everything, because I hadn't been there now for a little while.
So things are happening there then.
Yeah, things are really happening. And just seeing those walls in place and seeing where things are, you know, because, you know, of course, you have, like, a huge plan. In fact, I've got the plan on display here at the library. Oh. So if you want to see what it's kind of sort of going to look like, you can stop on down and see that.
Okay. What's the timeline we're looking at, Cindy? Do you know yet?
It's not going to be until next year. The big downside is with COVID and everything, supplies and materials have been a tough thing to get a hold of.
Right.
And so we're waiting on the windows.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, and so it's going to be next year.
Okay.
We'll just kind of see how that goes for sure.
Yeah, so pretty exciting news for you and your staff over there then.
Yeah, it just is. But not just us, but all of the people that come to the Appleton Library, you'll just all have niches to go to and different places that you can have. And we'll have a coffee bar in there.
You're going to have a coffee bar.
Yeah.
And oh, so wow.
I'm just so excited to offer all these opportunities to our public. I mean, you know, yeah, it's just super exciting.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Excited for you, Cindy. That's great.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we ask you where you're located, you'll have to give a different address here probably next spring or so, summer.
I know. You're totally right. You're totally right. Well, right now we are located in the Appleton Civic Center. And our phone number here is 320-289-1681. Our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And always check out our Facebook page or our website for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, Cindy, thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.